Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. This is the special Christmas edition of the Persiflage podcast. And so we won't be reading, or I won't be reading, an old edition of Persiflage. But I will be reading a Christmas story, which will warm your cockles. Perhaps. I don't know the current temperature of your cockles and whether they need to even be warmed. Perhaps they're plenty warm already. You may be sitting in front of a fireplace or perhaps just a television with a fire on it. Not an actual fire, but like a program in which there's a fire, because that's a thing. If your TV is actually on fire, I would say, you know, unplug it and maybe get the hell out of there. But I'm just kind of rambling now, and perhaps I had too much eggnog for breakfast. It's got eggs in it. I thought it was a good breakfast drink. Anyway, here's the story, and it's called The Man Who Tried to Ruin Christmas. There had been a great deal of fuss about Christmas lately, and by lately I mean for the last 1,000 years or so, and this fuss was beginning to grate on Otto's nerves. You see, Otto was almost imponderably old, so while you or I might have had to endure the endlessly piped-in carols and December crowds in the mall for 10 or 20 or even 30 years, Otto had been going through all that since before Charlemagne sat on the throne of France. Which, I might add, was not really called France at the time. At least, not by any sort of halfway educated person. So you can see why Otto might be getting more than a little fed up with the whole business. For a month and a half, or 6 weeks, or thereabouts, a lot of people made a big show of being generous and kind and loving their fellow man and all that business. But then right after New Year's Day, or maybe a bit earlier, they went right back to being exactly the same little shits they'd been in October and November. Otto had really come to dislike the falseness of it all, very intensely. This year, the very, very old man thought to himself, he would ruin Christmas. Well, not really ruin it, because in his eyes it was already ruined, and had been for some time. But he would reveal to everyone else, the great mass of fools, as he referred to them in his head, just how ruined it all was. The problem was that Otto didn't really have a good idea of how to accomplish this. Despite the fact that he was a fairly cranky and judgmental person, Otto was also pretty non-confrontational, and he couldn't think of any way to destroy a central tenet of most people's belief system without being at least a little bit confrontational. He realized that any plan he managed to come up with to point out the terrible hypocrisy of Christmas would have to be fairly obtuse. What Otto finally came up with was this. On Christmas Eve, he would dress up in a red suit and hat and climb up on the roof of every single house with a functioning chimney that he could find in his neighborhood, and once up there, he would drop down the aforementioned chimney, a single charred piece of wood, as he could not find any coal anywhere. This, he believed, signaled the idea that Christmas, as an idea, was burned out. I think we can all agree that Otto's plan was subtle. We might, however, disagree on the question of its effectiveness. Most people who own chimneys and fireplaces tend to expect a certain amount of charred wood in the same. It kind of comes with the territory. Also, even if someone had noticed the extra bit of charred wood, it is not at all evident that they would immediately make the metaphorical connection hoped for by the dropper of charred wood. Otto was, however, entirely convinced of the brilliance of his plan. Having no discernible friends, he had no one to tell him where he had erred. He sought out and received no feedback on his scheme. What Otto did have was a Twitter account, where, On the 26th of December, he mentioned the successful completion of his plan. Sadly, he has only 19 followers, and 11 of these are not real people. So you and I are really the only ones who know about him. Me, I kind of like Christmas. Even if people are only pretending to be nice for a little while, I still think that's not such a bad thing. You? Well, that's it. That's the whole story of the man who tried to ruin Christmas. And I would say he didn't really manage to do that. So I hope everyone out there is having a good holiday, celebrating whatever the hell it is you want to celebrate, or not celebrating, or enjoying time off, or doing some work, or whatever. I have zero idea what you people do with your lives, and honestly, I don't really want to hear about it. But have a good time. Okay, goodbye.